Welcome to the Being the Church podcast, a special Christmas edition. In the few days leading up to Christmas, we will be hearing from some of our North Star staff team about what they love about Christmas. Perhaps you'll be able to relate to them, and we'll even dig into some spiritual significance behind some of the things that we all love about Christmas. We hope that you enjoy and that you have a very Merry Christmas yourselves. Well, welcome back again to the Being the Church podcast, special Christmas edition. And today I've got Matt Novitzky with me. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. We're taking a break from setting up for our youth Christmas party.
Oh, nice. What do you have planned for the Christmas party? Or is that like spoilers you can't say?
Well, thankfully this will air after tonight, so okay. I can spill all the details. But we're going to do a couple mix-up games. Tanner's coming in to lead some Christmas worship for us tonight.
Nice.
And I'm going to split up for a few games too. And then the thing that I'm excited about that nobody knows about is we're actually going to get a couple of leaders up front to do this like dance game where they have to mirror what the Santa on the screen is doing.
Nice.
So they're going to think that I'm just kind of recognizing them for their service for the year. And then it's going to turn into a dance contest, and our students will judge who's the best.
I feel like students judge already, you know, so that's going to be great. Great.
Yeah.
Santa Says, love that. So we're talking about just like some stuff that our staff loves about Christmas and kind of connecting a little bit of spiritual significance to it. What do you love about Christmas, Matt? What are some things that are really significant to you about Christmas that you really specifically enjoy?
Yeah, I think for me, and I know not everybody necessarily gets this, but for me, it's a time to spend sort of uninterrupted time, even if it's just an evening's worth with family or friends, people that, you know, maybe you haven't even seen in a while. But to me, it feels free. There's time to hang out. There's time to, like, go somewhere if you want on the fly in the season. Leading up to Christmas, I think over probably the past, almost for the better part of the past decade, like whatever job I've been in, I've been able to have some time off around Christmas. And so for me, that's kind of what I look forward to, just that uninterrupted time to be free with people and enjoy it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I've had the opposite experience in that before I came into full-time ministry, I worked in kind of the recreation field. And so every Christmas, I remember it was Thanksgiving, I think Christmas as well. Like I had to be at work at 7 in the morning and I was there all day. And I remember the first Christmas I didn't have to work for like a number of years. And it was like a super sweet day, man. I actually got to be with my family, you know, which was crazy on Christmas for me. And it really helped me appreciate just that time with people more, which was not something I'd had for a few years. So that's really cool. When you think about kind of the spiritual significance behind that, or is there any, you know, what would you connect or how would you connect some sort of like spiritual nuggets or significance to that idea of uninterrupted time with people, being with people specifically around Christmas?
Yeah, I guess it's really a little bit of a glimpse into eternity or restored creation. When you think about how we were originally created in perfect harmony with the relationship with God and each other, how sin sort of breaks that, and how even society-wise with busyness or it could be our jobs, whatever it is, like sometimes those things can interrupt that time or become a barrier to that time. And then I think about like when Christ, you know, when Christ came to dwell on earth to ultimately die for us and resurrect and bring us the promise of that sort of restored family, restored creation. Yeah. I think that when I think about eternity, one of the things that's nice to think about is there's uninterrupted time, right? Yeah. And it's relational, you know? Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's just kind of a glimpse into a restored creation or the way that God initially designed things.
I think about the Christmas story itself, even in Jesus coming to earth and how he does so in a way that is quiet and without a lot of acclaim or anything. Of course, there's angels, you know, and all that stuff, but it's in terms of like the worldly type of a claim of a coming king, there really isn't any. You know, he's born in a stable and there's some shepherds that are kind of welcoming him in, and just the quietness when we sing Silent Night, you know, like this idea of just a quiet night, and this is how this earth-shattering event occurs, the coming of our Savior in this quietness and stillness. And I kind of connected with what you're saying, just in the sense that Christ has come to be Emmanuel, God with us, to dwell with us, and he does so in this kind of quietness and stillness. And I think it's a beautiful picture of the way that God relates to us, and also how we can reflect that in our times around Christmas by even intentionally creating space for other people and being able to create some times where we can really have intentional, meaningful, perhaps even relationships with each other. At North Star, we kind of emphasize in December, rest, reflect, rejoice, renew, and try to set aside this idea, or try to have this idea of setting aside time to be able to do kind of just that, both to refresh our relationship with the Lord and also with other people. Anything else that you'd share, or any other reflections? Yeah.
No, I think the thing that comes to my mind, you know, is just kind of realizing not everybody's in that situation. You know, mm-hmm. that sometimes jobs like you know they can't have that time right now. And I think about first responders and people like that are kind of away. You know, but there's still that that hope, that ability to connect, mm-hmm. to reach out, to, like you said, I like that idea of creating space, because mm-hmm. I think when I think about Christmas, it's like one of those things that I do well at Christmas because I'm given the time.
Yeah.
But what you just said like reminds me of like, hey, I need to create that space throughout the year, because right, salvation is for every day. The hope that we have is for every day.
Yeah.
And so that kind of just leads me to think about like, man, if you're listening to this and like you're like, man, I can't relate to that because I don't have that space. Mm-hmm. We can create that space.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be just Christmas season, but the importance of creating that.
Yeah. And having be a rhythm of life and not just something we do one time a year, you know, and even if that one time a year may be one of the busiest times of year for you listening, you know, perhaps, and don't have the ability to kind of slow down. You hear about everybody saying, oh, slow down, rest, reflect. And you're like, buddy, this is my busiest time of year.
Right.
You still have the opportunity in your own way and in your own ability to create this space to be able to connect with God and with others. And I think that's a really significant thing to reflect on. So, well, Matt, appreciate you sharing some with us, and it's been great. We will see you on the next episode of the podcast. We hope this time has been an encouragement and a help to you in your own walk with the Lord. If it was, maybe consider sharing this podcast with someone you know, and let us know you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and maybe even a comment. That'll help us gauge the helpfulness of our content and what might be encouraging to our church family in the future. Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more about North Star Church, head over to northstarfamily.org for all the information and to contact us if you'd like to do that. We hope the Lord blesses you as you endeavor to serve Him.